Hello, Bob Potter here from Sound Money Group. Sometimes people say, at my age, I can't afford to take any risk. I want to keep most of my money, if not all of it, in the bank. This sentiment is pretty easy to understand. We've been through a lot over the past dozen years. The tech bubble, the housing bubble, the near collapse of the financial system, the Great Recession, and now a tepid recovery. The world is a very uncertain place these days, and hunkering down behind a big rock seems pretty appealing. Unfortunately, people who try to eliminate risk by hiding are lulling themselves into a false sense of security. The sad truth is that money and risk are inseparable. They are joined at the hip. The only way to eliminate risk is to spend or give away all your money. That's an impractical idea that would cause a lot more headaches than it would cure. So you wonder, why is money in the bank at risk? It's guaranteed by Uncle Sam. True enough, but interest rates are pretty close to zero for short-term deposits and well under 2% for 5 years. Yet consumer prices are up almost 3% over the past year. The figure is a lot closer to the Federal Reserve's desired 2% if you factor out gasoline and food. But who drives or eats anyway? Medical care, a big item in seniors' budgets, is up about 4%. So can you see where the risk comes from in having money at the bank? Yes, your principal is secure, and so is the minuscule interest payment, but your actual purchasing power is virtually guaranteed to go down. And that, my friend, is risk. Some money in the bank is fine, of course. You need a safe, secure source for quick cash needs that may arise. But putting the bulk of your holdings into CDs or similar products can mean less purchasing power and a lower standard of living in the years ahead. If you can't escape the risk associated with money, at least you can diversify among different types of risk. Your risk with bank products is loss of purchasing power. Your risk with bonds includes rising interest rates and even potential default. Your risk with stocks can be loss of principal. Of course, the other side of risk is opportunity, and a properly diversified portfolio can give you opportunity as well. Our mission here at Sound Money Group is to take general principles like these and apply them with depth, detail, and specificity to your unique circumstances. We're only a phone call or an email away. This is Bob Potter wishing you the best.